They're trying to cancel Jesus, bro. That's crazy. What's up, guys? So I'm here because I'm kind of mad. I can't lie. This, to me, is the epitome of the 2020-2021 craziness that we're going through in this world. For some reason, people think that any hot take that they have is somehow like the hottest of takes, and it'll just be accepted because they made some content about it and put it out on the internet, and now it's cool to do, right? So I just want to have you guys watch this. I mean, if you clicked into this, obviously you already know what this video is, but I want to go over it, and I want to talk with you guys about why Jesus is not a racist. How about that?
Did you know that there's a part of the Gospel of Mark where Jesus uses a racial slur? In Mark chapter 7, there's the account of the Syrophoenician woman, a woman who is Syrian and Greek, both of which there were strong biases against within the Jewish community. And she comes to ask Jesus to heal her daughter who's possessed by a demon. And what is Jesus's response? He says, "It's not good for me to give the children's food," meaning the children of Israel's food, "to dogs." He calls her a dog. What's amazing about this account is that the woman doesn't back down. She speaks truth to power. She confronts Jesus and says, "Well, you can think that about me, but even dogs deserve the crumbs from the table." Her boldness and bravery to speak truth to power actually changes Jesus' mind. Jesus repents of his racism and extends healing to this woman's daughter. I love this story because it's a reminder that Jesus is human. He had prejudices and bias, and when confronted with it, he was willing to do his work. And this woman was willing to stand up and speak truth.
Oh, boy. All right, let's start with the obvious, okay? If Jesus is God, then Jesus is perfect. And if Jesus is perfect, then he can't be a racist. I want to go through the example with you that he spoke about, but I just want to start with this. Everything in scripture supports everything in scripture. So you can't say something like Jesus is racist and then still claim Christianity, or better yet, I'll even go as far as to say you can't accept Christianity and think that Jesus ever repented of anything. There's no need for him to repent of anything because he never said a wrong word. And these are one of those things that woke people and woke Christians like to do. They like to do hot takes on the Bible, right? They like to be like, "Well, can you believe that, you know, we should just do away with Leviticus? Christianity is outdated." That's the big term they use. The fact that Jesus would repent from his internalized racism and that she spoke truth to power. You totally missed the point of that entire verse. So let's go to it. All right, let's go to it and let's break it down. Okay, so here we are. Mark 7, 24, I believe is what he's talking about. Let's start with the title of the whole thing. Jesus honors the Syrophoenician woman's faith. He honors her faith. Huh, it's almost like they knew what this lady's actual thoughts were. Okay, let's break it down because I really want to get into this. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence a secret because he's the Son of God who was doing miracles everywhere he went, and people were going crazy. I interjected and added that part. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was Greek, born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. Okay, let's start with this. Why does the Bible mention anything? The Bible mentions anything because it's important. Why specifically does the Bible mention that the woman was Greek and born in Syrian Phoenicia? It's to say that Jesus was not in his hometown, and this woman was not supposed to care or like what Jesus was doing. Her culture did not want to believe that Jesus was fulfilling all these Jewish prophecies. That's why it states that. It doesn't say that because of some, you know, critical race theory or some identity politics thing. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter, which meant what? Meant that the daughter had a demon. One of the things that you learn about in Christianity is this idea of the demonic, right? There's always a gateway to the demonic. That means this daughter had opened the door somehow. I'm not victim blaming. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just saying that these are the principles that are talked about here. First, let the children eat all they want, he told her, For it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Now, when Jesus talks about children, when Jesus talks about things in broad context like that, because why would he say first let the children eat if this is the woman's daughter who, you know, I'm assuming is a younger woman, a young girl, right? Why would he say let the children eat then? He's talking about spiritual children, children of God, the people who truly believe in a childlike manner about the kingdom of heaven. That's what he's talking about there. For it's not right to give children's bread and toss it to the dogs. This is similar to that proverb that talks about, you know, casting your pearls before swine. This means that people who don't believe, right, because her culture doesn't believe. That's why it talks about her being being Greek. Her culture did not believe the Jewish traditions, did not believe in the God of Abraham and Israel. They didn't believe that. So Jesus is saying here, why should I give my healing to somebody that doesn't believe me and my Father instead of the people who do anything to be close to Abba, to Yeshua, right? To the God of Abraham. The woman, this is what it's talking about in the beginning when it says Jesus honors the Syrophoenician woman's faith, honoring her faith, saying, Lord, she replied. First of all, she replies with the word Lord, which is another way of saying Jesus is God, because she's replying to the word Lord. She's saying, Lord God, Lord Jesus, God of everything. Even the dogs under the table eat children's crumbs. This is not her schooling Jesus like the guy said. This is not her speaking truth to power like the guy says in this TikTok. This is her humbling herself at the feet of Jesus and saying, I know I'm not worthy of anything. I know that you are everything good. But even those who are the lowest of the low deserve to eat the crumbs of the children of God, of the people who are constantly in contact with the real one true God. She's humbling herself. And so Jesus sees her humbling herself. He says, for such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter. First, I want to acknowledge how gangster it is that he didn't even do anything. He didn't lay hands. He didn't blow on her face like all these like modern prophets. He was just like, go, it's done. It's done. You're like, say no more. Say no more. That's what he said. And then told her, for such a reply, because you said that, you consider yourself spiritually poor. This is what the Beatitudes talk about when it says, blessed are the poor in spirit. This is being poor in spirit. Even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Jesus is using allegorical reasoning here. He's using metaphors here. She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Right. So Jesus is not a racist. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is God himself, God in the flesh, the fully God, fully man. And this woman, upon acknowledging that, upon buying into his frame and saying, yes, you're right. I am not one of your children. My culture does not worship you or your father, but I'm still throwing myself at your mercy. Jesus is merciful and says, because you understood that, the demon has left from your daughter. So this is one of the things that this culture does all the time. They'll take something, and this is what I believe that the left does constantly. They'll take a word and they'll redefine it without telling you, and then call you that word or say that you're that word, and you have to all of a sudden answer to something that you never intended to. They're trying to cancel Jesus, bro. That's crazy. So I say all that to say this, man. Woke Christianity is not Christianity. You cannot have progressive Christianity. Christianity does not progress. Christianity is stagnant. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can't change those things. This is why the conservative movement, to me, is a worthy vehicle for me to spread the gospel, because they're focused on conserving what is good, conserving things. Just like we want to conserve the word of God. We don't want to constantly change it. I'm not saying God can't speak anymore. I'm not saying God can't do things. I'm not saying that people can't hear from God now. I'm not saying any of that. All I'm saying is that the word itself is the authority, and we need to hear from him according to his word, and we need to interpret it correctly. That's what I'm saying. Like I said, always, you know, if you want more of these, if you want to see me do some more content, and if you want to see me pump out content quicker and quicker, you know, just support the Patreon. Head over to patreon.com/angelkiros. I already have a handful of people that are helping me out on there. Thank you so much to you guys. And make sure at the very least, like, comment, share. That's how we get this done. That's how we push this message of conservatism and Christianity and everything that I like to talk about. Just share with one person. That's all I'm asking. Thank you guys so much.